We are here with the 10th annual CCIM Outlook Conference 2016 here in Coral Gables, and we're here with one of the true bedrocks of our real estate community, Jeremy Larkin, the founding member of NAI Miami. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Hey, Jim, how are you? I've never been called the slab before, but I'll take it.
What did I call you?
A foundation.
Yeah, you are a foundation. You were slab, that's true, but you're well-polished and fitted out correctly.
Sweet.
There you go. Now, you're also the incoming national chairman for NAI, aren't you?
I am. I'm coming. Term comes to fruition February of 2017. Right now, I'm secretary, and in February 16, actually, that's next month, I'll be vice chairman.
That sounds really cool. So, tell me a little bit about NAI and its relationship to CCIM.
NAI Global, as you know, is an international network of commercial real estate firms that basically acts, operates, and emulates one organization. We're in 55 countries, 12,000 people, 6,000 brokers. In the United States, 375 offices. And what we are is we are the anti-corporate organization. We're entrepreneurial-driven, ownership-driven, people that are looking to develop deep roots and connection in the industry and attract people that don't want to be put into a box and forced into a little environment. As such, we reach out to those that are entrepreneurial driven in the market, which includes principally the CCIMs.
Sure.
To try to attract them because we can provide a lot more flexibility and opportunities for them.
So it sounds to me like you like the educational background and the baseline stuff that you get from CCIMs, and then you put them into your organization and turbocharge them.
Absolutely. We use them as a base to educate them. We use them as a continuing base for continuing education to further develop their skills. And then we take those and refine them to focus on the client and deliver the epitome of the best service, satisfying the client's needs first.
Well, that's great, and that's NAI nationally. Tell me a little bit about NAI Miami. I know you guys, your whole team has really developed a beautiful business down here that services the professional investor community.
We've been morphing our business model over time, and as you know, we brought in a new CEO last year, Steve Nordstrand, formerly from Colliers.
Steve is terrific.
To run the organization, so it frees up Ed's and my time to go out and do more business development. And then we've continued to refine our focus, and we've moved away from the institutional investment group to where we can provide the most and highest level of service, the private investor, the small entrepreneurial driven entity, where we can provide a multiple layer of services and be a trusted advisor for them.
That sounds like you're what people need, because real estate, they're real estate, either their office lease or their office condo or their building that they're in, or perhaps the one investment that they may own that's the bedrock of their retirement. It's important, and they're not full-time real estate folks. They need somebody that can advise them and tell them what's what.
That's exactly the case. We're the outsource for the real estate department, but we go beyond that because we're going to ask the critical questions that how does taxation fit in? How are the financials fit in? We're going to bring to them, if they don't already have one, the skills of a qualified CPA and attorney, design professionals, construction professionals, project managers, whatever it needs, we're going to provide a solution for them before they even know they have a problem.
Well, then that's really, and I think you hit on what you really, you know, real estate can be nothing but a source of problems. Each one needs a solution, but the person hasn't had the experience solving the problem, it can really hurt really fast. So it seems to me like people need you.
I think they need us tremendously. The worst thing that you have to diagnose is to help bring out when someone doesn't know that they have a problem. And when they don't know what they don't know,
that's dangerous.
The problem doesn't exist, and it's very dangerous.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jeremy Larkin, problem solver, chairman of NAI locally, soon to be chairman of NAI globally. Thank you. We look forward to having you, Ed, and the rest of your team back on the show sometime soon.
That would be great, and thanks for having me, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for giving me the radio guy talk. Right back. We'll be back after this with more Freedom Business.